I am Tamara Wallace with KFRM 550 AM, and I am here with Harold Woolley with the National Corn Growers Association. Harold, can you tell us more what's going on for the demand for corn?
Absolutely. You know, we are so blessed in this country that we can produce more corn than we use domestically. And that's showing up on the corn balance sheet. You know, we're projecting over a 2 billion bushel carryout for this year's corn crop. So we need to do everything we can to increase the demand for corn. And the demand for corn really falls into four buckets. Our ethanol, our trade, our livestock, and our new uses. So, you know, on the ethanol front, we need to work with Congress to get year-round E15 approved, and then the Next Generation Fuels Act is an act that would promote higher blends yet of ethanol. So those are a couple of things that we need to do to increase the demand for ethanol. We need to support our livestock industry. They are the number one consumer of our corn. Our trade, we need to facilitate the trade across the globe. You know, Mexico is our number one consumer, our export destination for our corn. And there's a number of reasons for that. One is our transportation system that allows us to rail our Midwestern corn directly down to the cattle feeders, the hog feeders, the chicken feeders in Mexico. They want our corn, and we certainly want them to have our corn. So, there is a trade dispute with Mexico going on right now, and very hopeful that the U.S. Trade Representative's office gets that problem solved here early on in 2024. So you can see that increasing the demand for corn is very important to us.
And Harold, can you tell us more about the Farm Bill?
Absolutely. You know, just this morning we heard that the Senate as well as the House have passed a continuing resolution that includes a one-year extension for the Farm Bill. This is certainly not what I have been advocating for. I wanted to get full reauthorization of the Farm Bill done yet this year. Well, it's pretty evident that with the dysfunction that we have in Congress, that's not going to happen. But that won't preclude us from getting this done early on in 2024. And all of G.T. Thompson, the chair of the House Ag Committee, had wanted to mark up a bill in September. Well, we're far past September, so hopefully his committee staff is in a position where they can have a bill and language ready for us to go right after Christmas.
And Harold, with the Mississippi River and the barge regulations, is there anything you can tell us about that? What's going on?
Well, you know, we've had some record low levels last year and again this year on the Mississippi River, and that has impeded barge traffic. You know, they've still been able to move their barges down the river, but they can't load them as full as they can when they have a good moisture level. So, you know, and we're nearing, in the upper Mississippi Basin, nearing freeze-up. And so and when that happens, that's the end of water flowing into the Mississippi. So I don't see much hope until spring for those river levels recovering to where they need to be for our transportation system.
I have been speaking with Harold Woolley with the National Corn Growers Association, and I am Tamara Wallace with KFRM reporting.